Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Welcome to this week's episode of the 5-Minute Business Boost. Today, we're diving into marketing plans, even the ones scribbled on the back of a napkin. Because here's the truth, any plan, no matter how simple or messy, is better than no plan at all. So why does it matter? Well, a marketing plan gives you direction and focus. It stops you from spinning your wheels, guessing what to do next, or feeling overwhelmed by all the marketing options out there. The golden rule, done is better than perfect. You need to start where you are with whatever you have, and it might be as simple as a napkin. It might be a note on your phone. It might be a quick sketch on paper. Why every business needs a marketing plan? I hear you asking me, Sam, do we really need a marketing plan? Yes, you do, even if it's a messy one. Because why? That marketing plan is your roadmap. It helps you focus your time, your money, your energy on the right activities instead of chasing every shiny new idea. Without a plan, it's easy to fall into the what should I post today panic, scrambling for content or promotions at the last minute. Having a plan also means you can track what's working, what's not. Instead of guessing, you'll know which tactics bring in customers and which don't, so you can adjust and improve over time. Even a rough, scribbled plan helps you clarify your goals and keeps you accountable. It's a foundation in which to build on no matter your business size or experience. So here are the 4 main types of marketing plans, according to Sam. Marketing plans come in different shapes and sizes, okay? Back in my day, they were 400-page documents that nobody used or looked at or read or consulted and, you know, held up the desk in the office. But here's 4 common types that will help you as a small business these days. So the napkin plan, as I love to call it, which is really just a brain dump plan. This is your quick scribbled of ideas, goals, or campaigns, maybe during a coffee break or a sudden burst of inspiration. You know, those ones at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're grabbing for your phone or a notepad. It's really informal, very basic, but it's highly valuable because it captures your thoughts before they slip away. So to make it actionable, take a photo or type it into your phone's notes app so that you can revisit and expand on it later. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes many weeks down the line, I go, oh my God, that would have been brilliant to do that. Whack it into the note and then you've got it. Number 2 is the one-page plan. Perfect for solopreneurs or small teams, this plan fits everything into a single page. It includes your target audience, your key messages, and your top 3 to 5 marketing tactics. It's simple, clear, and easy to update monthly or quarterly as you learn what works. Remember, you know, post, tweak, review, repeat. Number 3 is the campaign plan. So this you need to use for specific promotions, product launches, events, or seasonal activities. It outlines your goals, your timeline, your content ideas, channels, and a budget. Campaign plans are great when you have short-term goal or goals and want to coordinate efforts tightly. Overall, the big one is the strategic plan. So this is a longer term 6 to 12 month plan that covers your brand vision, customer journey, marketing platforms, and performance metrics. It's ideal when you're growing your business or working with a team or an agency because you're providing that comprehensive guide for sustained marketing efforts. So that's all well and fine, Sam, but how do we choose the right plan? Well, it's really about working out where you're at. Not every business needs a highly detailed strategic plan right away. So here's how to pick what fits your current stage. Are you a micro or small business just starting out? Well, then you're at the napkin idea, really, or the one-page plan stage. You know, you need to get those ideas down and focus your efforts. So that's really about me banging on again about getting all those ideas out of your head and onto paper. Okay, so if you are at the current stage of maybe looking at running a promotional event or an actual standalone event, a campaign plan will help you organize and execute smoothly. You know, like a little bit of a project plan, but this is really about the marketing side of it, or a communications plan. Planning big growth or working with others, a strategic plan will keep everybody aligned and on track, because remember, you can set those one or two goals and then set the three or four objectives to help you get there. And remember, you can mix and match these plans. A campaign plan doesn't cancel out your one-page plan or your strategic plan. It literally underpins or complements it. So don't stress about that. Okay, so what do you include in the plan? And this doesn't matter what size the plan or what it's for. So regardless of the format, every marketing plan should answer these five key questions. Number one, who are you trying to reach? You need to define your target audience clearly. You know, get those demographics and those insights ready. Number two, what are you offering? Be specific about your products or services. And where will you share it? You need to choose your marketing channels. You know, where is your audience hanging out? Or where do you want to expand? You need to choose those marketing channels, whether it be social media, email, local ads, etc. And don't discount community radio, word of mouth and sponsorship. Now, number four, when will it go out? You need to set that timeline to kick off your activities. And number five, how will you know it's working? Decide on the metrics or the indicators to track success. And remember, people, if it doesn't work, just refine it, tweak it, consider why it didn't work and go again. Don't give up, people. Okay, so adding templates and AI tools to your marketing plan. Now, you don't have to start with a blank page. Sometimes, you know, that imposter syndrome kicks in, or a business owner will come to me and say, oh my God, Sam, I decided that I was going to write a marketing plan. I sat down and I looked at the blank page and I went, ugh. So for Aussie businesses and our Victorian businesses, there's resources out there that are geared for small business. So there'll be templates that you either fill in online, or you download them as a template. For example, Business Victoria provides comprehensive, easy to use marketing plan templates, and it really does guide you through setting realistic goals, analyzing your market, and creating actionable steps. And this template is downloadable and editable. You can edit it, is what I mean. So you can really tailor it to your specific business needs. And I think that's the magic of templates. Another great resource is a do-it-yourself digital. Now, these guys offer a practical five-page marketing plan template crafted for Australian or Aussie businesses, including sections on goal setting and financial basics. So these templates really can take the guesswork out of planning and help you stay focused. Now, for those who want to speed up the process or get creative help because they've come to an absolute mind-numbing block and they just can't move forward, don't forget AI. There's AI-powered tools and digital marketing platforms that can assist you in fleshing out your ideas or generating content. While many AI tools are global, small businesses can combine these with local templates to create plans that fit their markets and goals. So there's lots of tools out there like ClickUp and the Marketing Planner. These will all help you organize your marketing tasks and timelines. And this really does make it easier for you to execute your plan and track progress. And as I said, most of them, if not all, incorporate automation and AI features. So, you know, use them, people, use them. Anyway, as a side note, most of you may know, or some of you may not know if this is the first time tuning in, I assist small businesses across Victoria through the Australian Government-funded Digital Solutions Program. I think I've been involved 5 or 6 years. I think this is my 6th year, not too sure. And this is delivered by Melbourne Innovation Centre in Melbourne. Eligible businesses, and this can be right across Victoria, and they also do other states as well, I've noticed. You really have to be a profit, you know, an ABN-based business, have under 20 employees, but you can access subsidised one-on-one mentoring. And I think the rate's about 110, including GST, for 3 hours. And that's where the gold is, because myself and 49 other talented mentors are there waiting to help you create your digital action plan. But it's not just that. There's also weekly live workshops, webinars, and over 20 short courses covering digital marketing, social media, websites, and more. So if you're a Victorian small business looking for that personalized support to grow digitally and market more effectively, the Digital Solutions Program is a great place to start. Sounds like an advertisement, but people, I'm a convert. It is such an amazing program, and I have met thousands of businesses across Victoria, and I just love the program itself because it is self-directed. So if you decide you want to actually work on a self-directed journey with a small business advisor, aka me or somebody else, reach out via my socials or website. I use my own crafted one-page plan templates. I work directly with business owners to create a clear, actionable one-page marketing, social media or business plan tailored to their goals and capacity. So this is hands-on mentoring. And it helps businesses build confidence and clarity in their marketing efforts, ensuring they have a practical plan they can implement immediately. So whether you use a downloaded template, an online editor, an AI assistant, these resources are out there, and it should make your marketing planning more accessible for you as a business owner. They help you from, should I make a plan, to here's my plan and I'm ready to action. So you don't need a marketing degree to have a plan. You just need people like me. You just need a pen, a whiteboard marker, and a purpose. You know, if you can map out a dinner plan, or you can plan to go away and spend time away on a holiday, you can map out a marketing plan. So here's your call to action this week. I encourage you to start with a note on your phone and work out what is one marketing goal for this month for your business. Write it down, because that is your first step to boosting your business. Until next time, get planning and cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.